Could use a beautiful day and some sun beating down and the radio on and each and every one of you, but instead we've got a Trump quasi State of the Union. Thank goodness we've got my very special next guest to join us to help us make sense of it all. It is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley joining us from the Longworth Building in the halls of Congress. Welcome back to the show, David. Thanks for making time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Maggie. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
I was very impressed and a wee bit surprised that you were so specific and issued a press release in response to the House budget resolution. Tell us why you did so and what you're concerned about, David.
Well, I think it's important that everybody, not just within Milwaukee County, but in southeastern Wisconsin, in the states and across this country, people are paying attention to what is actually happening in Congress. That's one of the reasons why I'm out here today on Capitol Hill, you know, working with many of my counterparts through the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference. And what I'm really afraid of is not being able to deliver the promises that we say that we're going to deliver when it comes down to local units of government. And so we've been here, one, representing not just Milwaukee County, but the chair of the Large Urban Counties Caucus, where we've been prioritizing and having conversations about the cuts that we don't want to see. First and foremost, I think there are many people in this community who understand that cuts to Medicaid, and particularly cuts to Medicare, are extremely crucial. We do not want to see that happening in our communities. We know how that's not only going to affect our seniors, but we know how that's going to affect our children, and not just in urban centers, but in many rural areas. And so we really want folks to, we want them to focus on the true impacts for issues that affect urban counties like Milwaukee. Like, what are we doing to increase, you know, the mental health and substance use investments? How are we investing in transportation and infrastructure? Focusing on health like maternal and infant mortality, housing accessibility, things that the American people really care about. And so I'm glad to be here. But again, I'm here talking to legislators, talking to congressional members, working with my counterparts, but I am not here to hear the president speak tonight.
I can't blame you for that. I would be skipping it myself. It wasn't part of my gosh darn job every day. Just to put not too fine a point on it, Medicaid covers 1 in 5 people in the United States, including nearly half of all of our children. That is 1 in 2 children receive health benefits and supports in some way through Medicaid, including as well over 8 million seniors. In Wisconsin, more than 1.2 million people are enrolled in Medicaid, including well over 60% of senior citizens that are in residential nursing home facilities. These cuts would be devastating across the state of Wisconsin. David, what have you been hearing from folks across the country, other county leaders, both urban and rural counties, at the National Counties Association Legislative Caucus meetings? And what are you hearing from Wisconsinites and Milwaukeeans about these proposed cuts?
Well, what I can tell you is that being out here is a great opportunity. You meet different people from different states that have different issues than you. And I have to tell you about a conversation that I actually had last night, right? I met a guy from rural Minnesota who happens to be a huge Trump supporter. And when we were having the conversation about what is happening in the federal government and how we're feeling the squeeze, particularly at the local level within counties, one of the things that he kept talking about was the fact that these Medicare and Medicaid cuts will be extremely impactful on their community. They have a community of about 18,000, right? But majority of their population are seniors and they're living in long-term care facilities. And so for them, they're wondering, how are we going to pay these bills? How are we going to be able to take care of our entire population if he's going to be making, you know, these types of cuts to the Medicare and Medicaid program? And so not only am I hearing that from rural places and you know, from our rural members within the National Association of Counties, but even back at home, there are many people. When we think about the children that are going to be affected by these cuts, should alarm every single one of us. I think many people forget that close to about 40% of the people who are on Medicaid are children, right? Or yeah. Medicare, these are children, right? We are literally we're having a conversation about removing healthcare access, healthcare services from our youngest and most vulnerable population right here in our own community. And we just, quite frankly, we can't have that. But I do think this is an opportunity, right? An opportunity for many of your listeners, everyone in our community, to start standing up and making sure to speak out. And so I want to encourage everyone, right? You know, you can make phone calls, but many of those voicemails are not full. And they may not even be checking the voicemails because they don't want to talk to you. So let's make sure that we're sending an email. Let's make sure that we're utilizing social media. And when you send that email, right, make sure that you're even talking to the people who are on your side. Have them copying on these emails so we can have a paper trail to everyone who's receiving these, so we understand how to bring the level of accountability that's needed in order to stop these cuts.
David, if I may ask, would you want either your campaign or Milwaukee County copied on those emails? And if so, what email address should folks put in their CC lines as they reach out to Congressman Van Orten, Stile, Fitzgerald, Grothman, and Weed here in the Wisconsin delegation?
Absolutely. You can definitely email us. Our email is countyexec@milwaukeecountywi.gov. But I will say we have great champions in Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congresswoman Mark Pocan, as well as Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And you should be copying them as well on that email so they can have a trail and be able to bring that to their colleagues.
Folks, we'll put all of those emails for Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Congressman Mark Pocan, as well as the email that Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley just mentioned. County Executive, we're on day two of pretty significant losses in the market with Donald Trump's announcement that he is going to be moving forward with crippling tariffs that are going to hurt farmers in Wisconsin, costing them billions in revenues, tariffs applying to China, Canada, and Mexico. As people look forward, Donald Trump admittedly and self-proclaiming that he was elected based on grocery prices. What should Wisconsinites be thinking about next as we enter this phase of a trade war with some of our largest trading partners, both in this hemisphere and with China?
Well, one, all of us should be extremely concerned about what is happening right now. Not only will this raise prices for many businesses in our community, but this is going to raise prices on consumers. And we can see an immediate effect because I think many people may not know, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we rely on a lot of energy coming from Canada, right? When we think about the gas that we're putting into our cars every single day, you know, that crude oil is coming from Canada. So this is going to affect our pocketbooks. And so we're going to see these increases. But this is why we need people to get involved, right? I know we are elected officials, and I'm letting folks, I want folks to understand that we are fighting every single day to make sure that our representatives right here in Congress understand what these impacts are going to be. And this is also going to, you know, stifle our ability when it comes down to local units of government to really, you know, take hold and really continue to invest in those safety net programs, because we won't be able to invest in those programs due to the rising costs, right? We're seeing inflation. We're seeing the rise in all of these prices. And Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but his damn self. I'm just saying it like it is. And so until we get our congressional members to do the right thing, to stand up, particularly in the Republican Party, stand up to the mess that we're seeing, it's going to be very difficult for us to be able to dig ourselves out of this hole. And so I want the people to understand that we all have a role to play when it comes down to stopping the bad things that's happening within the federal government. And so let's make sure that we do everything that we can. But right now, you know, we're talking to our state members as well. And thank God for Governor Tony Evers trying to think ahead as far as what investments we need to make in this 2025-2027 budget, because he's thinking about how these cuts are going to affect everybody across the entire state of Wisconsin. And so you should be also calling your representative, your state senator, and letting them know how you support this particular budget and how we need to move forward in general and standing up, quite frankly, to dictatorship right here in our country.
Folks, that's Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley talking about all of the potential impacts, not just on Milwaukee County residents, but across the state of Wisconsin, as the confluence, as the intersection of these middle class crushing policy decisions by the Trump administration begin to come down the pike. That's the next question I wanted to ask you, David. We've talked about the House budget resolution and how it proposes absolutely life-threatening cuts to both Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food assistance that feeds so many of our families here in the state of Wisconsin. The intersection of those cuts, the proposed cuts that are coming to Social Security and Medicare as well, the intersection of that with this trade war with Canada, Mexico, and China, I can't imagine. Two, it's like we're walking right into the Bermuda Triangle of middle class badness. I can't imagine an agenda that is more anti-working person, anti-merit, anti-middle right. class than what we've got now. How should individuals, in addition to reaching out to their elected officials, are there tips or thinking that you have about how people should be preparing for this grave period of uncertainty and potential economic hardship?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, one, I don't want folks to, you know, run out and go to the grocery store right now trying to stock up on tissue and all these different things.
Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't need that, right? But again, I think right now it's really about, one, we have to create our own networks, right? And I think this is really going to, you know, kind of force people to, one, get to know your neighbors a little bit more, right? Understanding who lives in your neighborhood, what are the needs that people may have? So because we're going to have to lean on one another, right? And so many people may not be able to afford that milk or those eggs. And so how are we working as a community to make sure that we're leaning on one another to get through this, quite frankly, this uncertain period of time in our lives? And this is something that we haven't quite seen before, because usually there's an end goal. Right. Yeah. There's no end goal when it comes down to this. We are just seeing someone who is making erratic decisions because they feel like they need to be a bully to Canada and Mexico, to be quite frank. But these are our neighbors. And one, we need to make sure that we're embracing one another locally, but also across the entire state of Wisconsin. These cuts are not going to just affect one county, one city, one town, or one municipality. It's going to affect all of us. And so we're going to have some conversations about what we need to do at the state level. Again, leaning on our state government, leaning on Governor Evers and our legislators to do the right thing and making sure to repair the harm that we see coming down this pipeline.
Prepare and repair. Words from Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. I really want to elevate and lift up, David, your affirmation that we need to be looking out for one another, our neighbors, our colleagues. How are people doing? Look, if you have an extra couple of shekels, if you have a little bit of extra time, some donations, looking out for those who may find themselves in food insecurity or housing insecurity, to get involved with our election process. And of course, to be sure that you are registered and ready to vote, get your voting done before April 1st. And if you can't do that, make a plan to vote on April 1st. Bring a buddy, bring a friend, bring a family member, but let's get it done, Wisconsin, on April 1st. David, I just want to say to you, My most heartfelt thanks for all of your work on behalf of Milwaukee County at the National Counties Association Legislative Conference this week. And please, to all of my former colleagues and friends at Milwaukee County, give them my best. Tell them to keep up the good fight. We're all counting on them. Folks, it's
Absolutely.
Been my big pleasure to talk with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Also, a good quotable this afternoon: Donald Trump just looking out for his damn self. Hear, hear, David. It's always good to talk to you. Folks, when we come back, I'll give you my final thoughts on this very busy Tuesday of news as we look to a Bermuda Triangle that's coming for the middle class here in this country. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You've got some thoughts? I want to hear them. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.